Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to wait on one person to come on with us. That's going to be Sister Moody. She's going to be joining us here again on the PIF table. I see her. She done popped up. Good evening. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Mama, how are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm fine, thank you. How are you? And how are you?
Doing...
Go ahead.
Hi, Mama. How are you?
I'm fine,
right,
thank you.
Got...
How are you?
I'm going to tell y'all, we got a lot going on tonight. This is like the last episode for this series that we have coming on from this whole month of Financial Freedom Ain't Free. So if you are watching on Facebook, you can see that we have Sister Evangelist Powerhouse Vera Moody. Once she gets all settled in, Mama, good evening. I'm glad you are with us tonight.
Yes, good to be here, and good evening to you, and good evening to my PRF family. Very, very, very joyful that you're on the line. Really appreciate you, and I'm just excited about what we're going to learn tonight.
Amen, amen. All right, so here we are. This is the movie. She's going to get settled in a minute. Yeah. Listen, it's just technology. It is nothing bad with it. It happens to all of us at times. So listen,
it's crazy.
I want to make sure, Mama, that you can hear Sister Moody. God bless you, Brother Walker, for being with us tonight. So here we are. We've been dealing with this whole thing of financial freedom ain't free for the last 3 weeks. So here's where we are. We want to talk tonight a little bit about how do we end this series? How do we really end this series, Vera? We've covered a lot of ground, and anybody who was paying attention over the last 3 weeks, they we're just going to trust God that they received something. But tonight, you've been on some old other stuff this week, so I know something going on with you. I know where I've been at since last Friday or Saturday, and my God, I'm just at this place. So I'm going to give you the microphone.
Come on. Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm. Where are we? I mean, this is it. This is the last episode of Financial Freedom Ain't Free. I have a couple of thoughts, a couple of things that God gave me, but I just gotta release it to you. I gotta release it to you so you can say where we are. Where are we going with this thing of Financial Freedom Ain't Free? We gotta go somewhere.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, Dr. Dallet, I'm going to say good evening. I want to say good evening to you, Mama. And to everyone who's listening.
Yeah.
Honestly, this broadcast really should to desire to want to be free. You know?
Okay.
It really takes a level of discipline and focus. It can't be something that we're just talking about and it lies dormant. It takes action. It takes us coming together collectively as a group of people. Honestly,
mm-hmm.
who want to be free, you know? And what I truly have found out is that God is our only help. It, against this world system, as a people, I'm going to speak on the platform of African American people. We need God to help us in this. Mm. because we have so many things to kind of keep us or withhold us from getting that financial freedom, that we really need a phenomenon to help us. The Lord continuously tells me that He is that phenomenon that is going to help us to gain this financial freedom. But we have to ask of God, how can we obtain this financial freedom, prepare ourselves for it, take action, become disciplined, and go forth. Now, I'm going to tell you what God gave me. God gave me Nehemiah.
Let's run. Let's roll. Let's roll.
He gave me Nehemiah. In order for anyone to free the people, we have to have leaders. We have to have a leader who's dedicated, who's devoted, who's empowered, who's prepared to free people. And Nehemiah, he was just so distraught about what was going on in his country with his people, that he had asked of the king if he can go and help his people. And when Nehemiah arrived, he had people prepared to help him rebuild the walls of the city that had been torn down.
Mm-hmm.
God placed that in my heart so many years ago. But he reminded me of that this week. He reminded me of Nehemiah. And he also reminded me of a conversation that him and I had in regards to Willie Lynch.
Mm.
Now, I don't want to swing from one place to another, but those are the two things that he talked to me about. It's about our attitudes, and it's about what we believe, and it's about how we have to lay aside some of the jealousies that we have, some of the insecurities that we have. We have to come together collectively and rebuild the walls of our city. Not only are we broken down as individuals, but as a society, as a group of people, we have to rebuild so that we can rebuild generations. That's where I'm going to start off, Dr. Dunlap. We can take it from there.
Okay, so let's run with this. Let's run with this. And let me say to anybody who's listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to join into the conversation, we're just asking that all you do is just press one on your phone. We'll see you on the switchboard. We're monitoring that. And I'm just going to ask. I don't do this very often. I don't do this hardly at all. I'm going to ask that you share this. A lot of people share some of these videos and some of our radio shows after the fact. But when God's spirit is flowing, you know, it just doesn't work the same when you're just watching it on TV. You know, this is not a movie. This is, let me see what you talk about. Financial freedom is not free. it's going to cost you something, right? It's going to cost somebody from 8 to 8:30 on this Thursday to be financially free. There's some people that may miss their freedom ride because they're not here right now. And as the power of God is moving and manifesting, because I just know that there's something about to break in some people's lives as we share tonight. There's some questions that I have. There's some questions that I have. And I believe that these questions are truly valid. I'm a flow with you. One of the things is that you mentioned was about leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're gonna deal with leaders, we know that Moses was a great leader.
Yes.
We know that we have some New Testament characters, New Testament saints, New Testament individuals, whatever we want to call them. We know that we have some New Testament individuals that did some great things and showed some great leadership. But I want to focus on, as you mentioned, leaders. I want to focus on the release.
Okay.
So we're talking about financial freedom ain't free.
Mm-hmm.
Or as you put it so eloquently, you put it in good English. I came from my West Oak Lane English. But you said financial freedom is not free.
Not free.
And you said that this is you. You said that we have to have leaders. And so as I was asking God to give me what I needed, you know, I said, okay, where do we start? Where do we start? And he took me somewhere, and I was like, ooh. One of the places he took me, because it's coming, So when we talk about the release, right, because if you're free from something, right, if you're financially free, then that means you have to be released from something.
Right.
It may mean you need to be released from somebody, right? So.
Let's get it started.
Y'all got me going already. Share it. Listen, I'm telling you, if y'all are watching this, just share this. Just share it. I'm telling you, just share it. So we're talking about financial freedom ain't free, and we're starting off with leaders, right?
Yes.
Well, and let me say this. Let me back it off, because when you say leaders in today's time, in this church era that we seem to be in, folks are automatically thinking about the pastor. And I'm not talking about the pastor at all. Just follow us for right now. So God has to use somebody to orchestrate your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, y'all. Sister Church, God bless you, sister. God has to orchestrate somebody to release your freedom, to bring your freedom there. Listen, if we go back to, and as a black man, for those who are listening, as a black man, I can tell you that my ancestors, our ancestors, Vera, everybody wasn't the leader.
Right, absolutely.
Everybody didn't have the courage.
Mm-hmm.
And so there has to be somebody. We talk about Nat Turner. We talk about Harriet Tubman. When we talk about folk that dealt with slavery and bondage, there had to be somebody.
Yeah.
And so here's my thing that I want. I'm going straight in. I ain't got time for it tonight. Stop believing, folks, that your pastor is that person. That may not be the person that God has orchestrated to bring your financial freedom.
Absolutely.
And so if all you know is passer, passer, passer.
That sounds like master, master, master.
Call it as you think it. If that's all you know, if that's who you believe in, because you're operating in a good church and the worship is good and there's some good things flowing and some good programs and some good services, but that does not mean that leader of the house is the one that God has orchestrated to bring your financial freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I know that has messed some folk up, especially those of my colleagues. And I say colleagues because I'm in this thing too, mama. Those of my colleagues is like, well, you know, listen, this thing ain't about you. This is about what God is trying to do. Let me give you a perfect example. In the book of Exodus, this is not going to end at 8:30. It just ain't going to happen. I know it. If you think about, for those of us who can remember, the Ten Commandments, right? Charlton Heston. All you ever saw was Moses, mama, right? All you ever saw was Moses, black and white, going back to the black and white. You saw Moses. You saw Moses going up to Pharaoh.
Yes.
Let my people go. Plague come. Let my people go. Plague come. Let my people go, right? That's all you saw. But you know, that's not the Bible. Let me tell you what actually happens in the Bible. This is, I don't know, this may be somebody's Thursday night Bible study. I believe in Exodus 3 is the burning bush. I believe Exodus 3 is the burning bush. And then in that conversation, God, you know, right around there, God says to Moses, listen, I want you to go to Pharaoh. And then he's like, I don't think they're going to, you know, go to the people. I don't think they're going to listen. Go to Pharaoh. I don't think they're going to listen. Right? And then he's like, listen, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this, right? I don't speak well. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I done listened to you. I understand your fear. Because what I'm telling you to do, to go and tell this joker to let my people go, that's not something that everybody can handle.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
See, somebody got to realize you don't need to be entrusting your freedom to folks that don't know how to set the, for folks that don't know how to be free. So I'm going to read something to you. I'm going to read something to us, because sometimes folk, if you don't give them the text, then they act like we're just talking outside of your neck sometimes. But let me read something to y'all. Exodus chapter 4. Let me go to Exodus chapter 4. Since you started it off, then we're going to go here. So So Moses pleaded with the Lord. Lord, I'm not good with words. I've never been. I'm not now. Even though you've spoken to me, I get tongue-tied. My words get tangled up. Then Moses said, who makes a person's mouth? Who decides whether people speak or don't speak, hear or don't hear, see or don't see? Isn't it I, the Lord? Now go, I'll be with you as you speak. I'm going to tell you what to say. And then he goes on, and then it says, then Moses said, Lord, please send somebody else. Please send somebody else. And then now the Lord gets angry. It's like, listen, it says, all right, well, what about your brother Aaron? Matter of fact, I'm going to have Aaron to go and speak for you. But you going too. You ain't going to be able to sit back at the house. You going too. But I'm going to have him speak for you because I understand how tough this situation is for you. And then it goes on and says, he'll be a spokesperson to the people. He'll be your mouthpiece and will stand in the place of God for telling him what to say. Take your shepherd's staff with you and use it to perform the miraculous signs I've shown you. So Moses go back home, and then it goes on, and after he talks to the leaders, then here it comes. Moses and Aaron in chapter 5. Moses and Aaron went to speak to Pharaoh. This is what the Lord God of Israel says. Let my people go so they may hold a festival in my honor in the wilderness.
Okay.
Listen, it's not always who you think it's going to be. Folks need to understand this. We talk about financial freedom, but what got me this morning today was if folks don't get listen, you need some type of biblical baseline for some of these things that we talk about. And if you don't have a biblical baseline, then you're just going off of what Dunlap says, what Vera says, what Mama says. But if we're coming from a biblical perspective in a biblical baseline where we all can be, there should not be a whole bunch of fussing. There shouldn't be a bunch of fights. Like, you know what? We can go to God on this. God, look what you did for your children Israel. How come you ain't doing it for us?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well, so what I saw was that there are some unlikely people that sometimes will bring you to your place of financial freedom.
Okay.
Mama, So we got Aaron, and here's what I thought about. Now I'm just thinking, because you know we are talking. Aaron was with the people. Watch this. Aaron was with the people way before Moses was with the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But yet God didn't choose Aaron to lead the people of whom he was related to and among all those years.
Mm-hmm.
He chose an outsider, technically. Because remember, Moses was with Egypt, right?
Yes.
Moses was with the people. So he technically chose an outsider to do his work. It could have easily have been Aaron who God chose because he was a priest. He was right there among the people in bondage. That would have seemed like a likely story in my mind. You raising up that person from inside of the house. God said, nah, that's not my plan. Okay, well, what about this, Dunlap? There was 600,000 men. Hold on. God could have chose any of those 600,000 men. He could have chose Joshua at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
He could have chose any of the elders, but he didn't choose any of them. He chose who he wanted to choose, who he wanted to use to get his people out of Egypt.
Absolutely.
So when I think about financial freedom, listen, I'm like, hold on. Who are you trying to get you financially free? There was somebody, a bishop earlier today, they sent me something on this credit thing, right? X amount of dollars per month or upfront, and then X, you know, $99 per month and this credit. And I'm like, listen, first of all, I'm about to pull my doggone desk down. I just really wish that anybody in religious leadership stopped with those things. But see, he didn't understand that what he was bringing about to bring. Mama, mute your phone, please.
Okay.
What did not understand that what he was trying to bring to the people and offering to the people was illegal. And so I'm just like, okay, everybody can't do this. I don't believe my brother was doing it out of malice because I hit him up and was like, hey, bro, this, mm-mm. And so we're going to have a conversation. But But what about the people that don't have somebody of integrity that's going to say, hold on, nah, this ain't what we're supposed to be doing. There's a different way that we can go about this. So Aaron was like me in my mind, but to God, he was the unlikely choice. The 600,000 men, 600,000 folk, men, he could have chosen them. Matter of fact, he could have even been crazy back in that day and chose a woman. That would have messed some folk up if he had chose one of those women to lead them out of Egypt. But he chose who he chose. He chose Moses. There's another, I'm thinking about the release. So there has to be somebody who God has ordained to help the people with this. And I'm not saying that there's only one person. I'm not saying Dunlap is the person to set everybody financially free. I'm not going there. But what I am saying to everybody is that if we're not exploring and asking God, who is the Moses for financial freedom right now in my community? Listen, don't put that all on me. I'm telling y'all, I'm not asking everybody to put that on me. But who is it? I want you to ask God, because if it's me, it's me. Because everybody can't ride on this train. But if it's somebody else, I'm good. Listen, the truth of the matter is when the children of Israel left Egypt, the Bible says very clearly that God could have taken them the shorter distance, but he took them a roundabout way. He said, because if on this short distance, when they encountered their enemies, when they encountered stuff coming up, right, that they would get scared, they would return back to Egypt. And as the guy's like, no, because once I release you, I release you. I don't want you going back there. And the beauty of it was, although it took them a little bit longer to get there, they still ended up on the same journey and still ended up in the same place that they wanted, that God had for them to be. So I wanted to talk about why so many people, they're believing and they're waiting for a miracle. And sometimes you get these miracles. I'm not going to read it. It's Acts chapter 16. But you remember when Paul and Silas was in jail? You remember how the chains were broken, just spring, and the doors flew open? I mean, they brought the chapter Richardson, they brought the jail down, right? That's not the normal occurrence of how God broke and released people out of bondage. You got so much richness in the story of Egypt, of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, going into the wilderness, going into the promise. We got so much richness in that. But you got folks that's like, you know what? We just going to pray that thing, and then boom, my credit score back up. Boom, I got a job now. Boom. And God is like, listen, I could have did that in the beginning with Israel.
Yeah.
And you think about this thing of bondage. Isn't it amazing? I'm all over the place right now, but I'm in that one spot. Isn't it amazing how he sent Moses and Aaron to somebody who he already told him is hard, is going to be hardened. I've hardened Pharaoh's heart. But I still want you to go. See, that's why everybody can't help everybody get financially free. That's why a lot of pastors can't help folks to get financially free. Because the truth of the matter is, you may have to come up against some folk that you ain't ready to come up against. You may come up against some folk that's going to question some of your motives because of past behaviors. You're going to come up against some folk that's going to say, I don't understand that. Can you explain it? What's your basis for this? Can you tell me what God said? You said what's supposed to happen, but did God say this? Or are you doing to try to raise money? All those things. So God needs an unlikely individual, if you will. Needs somebody that is going to be so unique. And go ahead. Needs to be so by somebody that's going to be so unique and different and not going to be the normal church stuff. Are y'all with me? I mean, So in the release, talking about the release, gotta be somebody who God has chosen. And let me tell you where folks get messed up, because they want to be free. But let me tell you where they mess up at. When all the boo-boo hits the fan and they have to go to the title pawn place, that's not where God is sending folk. That's what God is allowing to happen. He allows title pawns. He allows payday loans. He allows loan sharks. He's allowing this. Ain't nothing going on without God having his finger on it. Nothing. Nothing in this world. So for whatever reason, we got these things, and some of us saying, well, hold on. These things are not right. They're putting the people in bondage. Well, let me ask you a question. What are you going to do about it? Who's going to stand up like Moses did with Pharaoh and say, listen, payday, no, you're not going to put another payday loan spot on Ogun's ass. No, we're going to stand up, and we're going to combat that through the municipality in Philadelphia. Who's going to stand up to that? Because if you don't stand up to systems of oppression and structures that have been in place or trying to continue to be in place or trying to be new, if you, nobody's there to stand up against that, then they'll continue, to keep coming.
You're talking tonight. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that is that valid? Is it valid to think about, Vera, this whole notion of the releasing from bondage? Because if we're talking about financially free, the next question that I have is, what you going to do when you get free? I'll let you chew on that or just give what you have. But I'm thinking that, and I say I'm thinking, right? I'm thinking that if we're not going to wrestle with that, if nobody's brave enough to ask the question, what you going to do when you get free?
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all may saw a Facebook post or live or whatever I did or about somebody that was at our credit and debt management from a biblical perspective workshop a couple weeks ago in Auburn. And there was one person in there that wrote on her card that she was in bondage to $500, a $500 credit card bill. Now, for some folk, that's not a lot of money. I wish my credit card bill was $500. I promise you, I wouldn't feel like I'm in bondage. I ain't got but one credit card. I promise you, it's higher than $500, right, that I owe. But to that individual, not knowing the rest of that person's situation, that person's like, listen, I need to be up under this. See, I don't know if they got a 26.99% interest rate. I don't know if their balance is $490, and every time they pay the minimum balance of $35, and then when the interest finance charges get added on to it, then it takes it over the limit of $500. And when it takes it over the limit, then they also get charged another $35 or $40 over the limit fee.
Absolutely.
Trust me, I lived in that. I lived in that cycle for 10 years with First Union.
Ooh.
A $3,500 credit card that I had. I get it down a little bit. Something happened because I had no savings. That's another story. It just kept going. So. Listen, I'm going to say this to those of y'all who are listening on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not going over 30 minutes on Blog Talk Radio because this is a 30-minute show. We'll continue talking about this on Facebook Live. So anybody who is listening on the radio right now, just go to our Facebook page. It's the PRF Institute or facebook.com/PRF, and we'll continue the conversation because This is about it, Mama. So Mama, come on back and listen and watch and join back in on Facebook Live because I know this is gonna last for a little while.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right, Mama. So